This is Scott Becker with a special version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Today we're going to talk about an issue that's near and dear to every business, which is how do you keep on strengthening your current business while adding product lines, adding service areas, and so forth. And this is a very complicated issue. All of us know that we want to spend more and more time on the current business when it's going great. And so many people's businesses are going great in this unusual period of COVID. There's just lots of businesses that have, you know, knocked it out of the park. The professional services firm, lots of different types of companies have done really well, technology companies and others. But how do you keep on strengthening your current business, make sure that's going well, while not losing sight of starting to grow new initiatives that might be so important for the future? And all of us want to take advantage of and harvest the current businesses while not ending up being like the Kodak company or the Polaroid company that was in a business that totally disappeared over time and became an extinct legacy business that doesn't do well. So this concept of, and so we'll talk about today, several questions for assessing new businesses and how do you look at them and how do you invest in them and how do you seed them and so forth. So the first thing that we look at is assessing your current business, understanding where the priorities are, where the revenues are coming from, where the business seems sustainable, and where the profits are coming from, and make sure you're taking care of that core business. Then the next thing becomes, what are the new lines that you're looking at, and how are you developing those new lines? Are they just normal extensions of your existing lines of business, or are they new product categories entirely, and trying to figure out what those new lines look like? And then looking at, with those new lines, what is the probability of having success with those lines? Can you test them big? Can you test them small? Do you need to hire people, or do you need to acquire a firm to jump into some of those lines and categories? The next concept is, even if you could start some of these lines small, are these lines worth winning at? Can you turn them into a big enough business that it's meaningful for your business and not just a huge distraction of talent? The next question, which goes back to what we just talked about a second ago, is as you look at new product lines or new service lines or new categories, can you handle those largely with the talent that you have in place? Are the extensions of the talent you have in place, are they accretive to margins or not? But do you really have the team and talents where you're sort of adding on service lines, adding on product lines, adding on category lines, but not necessarily adding a ton of talent to your team and a ton of people to your team in those expenses? Now, alternatively, if you try and stack these new service lines and categories and products on top of your current team, are you going to take them away from very valuable business that's going great, so that you'd end up diluting your current business that's going great? And so you're better off hiring new people or buying something to explore these businesses versus using current talent to grow these businesses or try and develop these new businesses. So it's do you need new people? Do you need new talent? And how similar is it to your current business? And then sort of as we look at this, is there a reason why you better explore these new businesses, either because at some point the current businesses you're in will shrink, or at some point will deteriorate, or you lose momentum in those, or those aren't sustainable, or you just don't know. So you need to invest in some of these new businesses, and is there enough upside to do so? And you sort of do come down to what's the upside, what's the chance of success, and how much stress will it put on your team, and what resources do you need to attack these new businesses? So sort of coming back to this full circle, look at 8 to 10 questions when we assess new product lines, new service lines, new core businesses. What do the current lines of business look like, and how sustainable are those? When we look at new business lines, how close are those to the current businesses? What's the probability of success in those new businesses? If you win in those businesses, is it worth winning at? Is there enough upside? We also look at is, to go to the sustainability of the current business, do we need to seriously explore new businesses? And of course, when I say need to or don't need to, the lessons of history are you're better for exploring some of these new businesses at a time when things are going great, not when you absolutely have to change businesses because you've already got trouble in your legacy businesses. And then we look at, Can you add on and go after these new business lines in a relatively small way versus a large way? Or do you need to hire more talent or do an acquisition to go after these new lines of business? And what does that look like? So is there a low risk way to test out going after these businesses and growing these businesses? Finally, you know, how similar is the new businesses to your current business, and how easy is it to put together things you've done before to make hay in new business lines, new product lines, new service lines, new categories? Is it very close to adjacent? There's a great book by some bank consultants years ago on profit from the core and building businesses around or adjacent to your current business, or they're very different businesses. So I think as we get into this very interesting period of business and life where people have been so nailed to their current businesses through COVID and trying to make sure things go great and continue to go great for so many businesses, at the same time, how do you get back to proactively looking at expansion and looking at new business lines? And this is one of the great fascinating challenges of businesses. And a lot of it comes down to the James Collin concept of having to make sure that you've got the right people, the right talent, be able to go after new businesses. It's not just about the right strategy. It's about having the right talent and the right people, and how much can be done around the current team that you have, or how much does it actually require adding new talent and new teams. In any event, thank you for listening to this exploration of how do you decide on sort of to go after new service lines, new product lines, new categories, at the same time that your business is going great. How do you allocate time, effort, energy, and how do you assess those opportunities? Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.